USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on Monday said he supports an investigation into Postmaster General Louis DeJoy after former employees at DeJoy's company claimed they were pressured to donate to Republicans.
Let the investigations go, but he's a very respected man.
The president was asked if DeJoy could lose his job.
Something can be proven that he did something wrong. Hopeless. They've been looking at me for 4 years.
Joe Biden says he would get a coronavirus vaccine tomorrow, even if it meant to cost him the election. While in Pennsylvania, Biden telling reporters he wants full transparency. Biden saying people might be reluctant to take an effective and safe vaccine because of President Trump's false statements. Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris says her meeting with Jacob Blake's family went well. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yes, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A dangerous heat wave will continue this Labor Day in California, Nevada, and Arizona. Parts of all three states under heat advisories. Weather Nation's Andrew Diemer on why it's been so hot in Phoenix, Arizona.
You know, we've just had this pattern that's been pretty consistent throughout the whole summer. It's just kept the heat baked over us, and we didn't get any of the moisture that usually brings temperatures down a little bit. So it's pretty much been the same story all July, August, and here through the first part of September. It's been, you know, pretty unprecedented warmth. And honestly, by any kind of numbers, any way you slice it, this entire summer has just been absolutely brutal.
Meanwhile, parts of Colorado and Wyoming on Tuesday could see up to 2 feet of snow. And as far as what's open on this Labor Day, most of your businesses, such as Target, Walmart, and Kroger grocery stores, are open during your normal business hours. Meanwhile, most federal banks and federal buildings are closed. And if you're looking to visit a national park, it's best to call ahead. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As the November election draws near, coronavirus is a topic that will be on the minds of many voters as they head to the polls. There's been plenty of chatter on social media after the CDC released data saying only 6% of COVID-19 deaths were caused by the virus, and the other 94 had other contributing factors leading to the death. Dr. Marty McCrary with Johns Hopkins University explains what the 6% number really means.
Conspiracy theorists have postulated that this shows that other comorbidities have accounted for the cause of death. But when we doctors fill out a death certificate, we have to list the primary underlying cause of death. And COVID-19 was listed for the vast majority of those cases. And it only means that in about 6% of cases, there was not another primary cause of death. And it just supports the theory that if you're young and healthy, it's very hard for this virus to really hurt you.
Democratic vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris on Sunday reversed her support for a ban on fracking, a policy position she held through her failed 2020 presidential campaign. Harris telling CNN's State of the Union that she would support her running mate Joe Biden's recent commitment to not ban fracking, saying it provides good, high-paying jobs in places like Pennsylvania. As California's attorney general, Harris did sue the Obama administration for permitting fracking off the Pacific Coast. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.